Should we start it?
I think so.
Okay. So where are we today?
Like, physically?
Sure.
In Portugal.
And where else?
In a camper van.
Yeah.
Woo, woo, woo.
In Rufus, our camper van.
Rufus the camper van.
We have an old 20-year-old camper van who just turned 200,000 kilometers on this trip.
Yep.
And some traffic in Spain.
Nope, in France.
In France? It was traffic in France.
It was traffic in France, in Bordeaux.
Actually. Oh, that makes sense. He's a Peugeot, so France, he's home.
Yeah. That's actually, I didn't think about it.
I didn't either.
Oh, look at you. Coming with such smart remarks on the spot.
So remember the last time we recorded this?
Oh my gosh. I actually remember only because I recently listened to our podcast again. But can you imagine? It's been 8 months.
Has it been 8 months?
Yes. We recorded that podcast in January.
Wow.
Yeah. Exactly. Wow. So, there. So, I guess you've been lazy.
Why do you say that?
Because it's your podcast.
Oh, and mine. I just didn't have you to talk to at the time.
Oh, come on. That's not true.
Well, I don't have anything interesting to say. And besides, people like hearing you more than they like hearing me.
I don't believe that.
Okay, so we'll ask, who do you like hearing more? And we'll see, I don't know, wherever people comment on these things. Yeah, that's the same question.
Yeah, right? I asked you last time. And is anyone listening to this? Hello? Is anyone there listening to this? Let me know.
Somehow. However you let us know. Yeah, so we finally made it here.
Yes, and that's quite the accomplishment, actually.
And so what have we been doing for 8 months?
Gathering information. Okay, I have not been doing anything. No. I mean, not when it comes to property finding.
Well, that's not true. You're always looking at little ads and sending me thing.
Just that. Yeah. Like, just picking and choosing which house I liked and which one I could afford. So
we use Pure Portugal as like a starting point. And that exposed us to lots of different ads that we were interested in. Contacted a few people. Some responded, some didn't.
Cried after some houses that had already been sold.
Yeah, that was disappointing when you see something that you really like and then it's like reserved or it's gone.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I keep saying I would never buy a house just by looking at photos on the web. So, and it was impossible for us to come to Portugal and look at the house.
Yeah, and I think that's the main reason we came is because we really want to see what it's like around them.
Yep.
What the drive's like, what the infrastructure is, how far to a store, how quiet it is.
That's true.
Yeah.
How the land is.
Yep. So, made some contacts to realtors. Started to build a list of, like, favorites. And then I sent a bunch of emails and everybody said, well, you know, contact us when you're actually coming.
Yeah.
So, of course, all through the spring and even at the beginning of summer, still kind of questionable what's going on with the borders, what's going on with vaccines. And finally, we just said, let's just try it.
Yeah. We were actually supposed to come a bit earlier, but then things got weird with the C virus.
Delta, isn't it? C virus?
It's like COVID.
Oh, secret word, COVID.
Seriously.
Uh-huh. The word we do not say.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say, hindsight's 2020.
But it's, you know, I mean, it worked out, and we're finally here, and it's great.
Yes. It was a long drive, like 7-8 hours a day.
Yep.
Of driving. And usually that was between 9 and 12 hours of travel, taking some breaks and stuff like that.
And it took us 4 days.
4 days. Yeah.
To get here.
Yep.
Almost 3,000 kilometers.
Probably more with the route that we...
Probably. That we did. Yeah.
And the thing that surprised me the most was tolls in France.
Oh my gosh.
So we came in just above Luxembourg into France. And we came a little bit down past Paris, getting off, I don't know, somewhere like, let's say the middle of France. What is it, Blois? And
don't ask me, I don't speak French.
So anyway, we get off and go to pay the toll. And I think that it says 30 euros. I said, oh, I'm surprised.
Oh my gosh, it's 30 euros? Yeah. And then I look at it, I'm like, no love, it's 86.30.
So 86 euros.
And 30 cents.
For halfway through France. So we decided the rest of the way, we'll take non-toll roads, added a few hours.
But hey, the views were gorgeous. So I do not regret for a second that we actually decided to take the non-toll roads.
Then we decided to take the tolls just to the very end into Spain, which was like another 20 euros. So be aware if you drive through France, the tolls can be really expensive.
Yeah.
So, but we stayed at some pretty good places.
Mm-hmm.
It rained most of the beginning of the trip, so we were driving in the rain most of the day and stopped in a little place in Germany, which surprised me as well. I probably should have it in front of me to like plug these places, but I don't remember what it's called. It's like Camping Natural, mm-hmm, or something, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm, that. Very, very hygienic place, I will say. They were the only ones, after all the travels of flights and stuff we've done in the past few, mm-hmm, months, they were the only ones who actually scanned our green pass, which was shocking for me.
Yeah.
But it was nice. Nice evening, good sight, strong Wi-Fi, which was super good.
The little things in life, yeah, you actually appreciate when you don't have them. So,
a,
yes,
good Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, the people who ran it were lovely. The facilities were great. Everything was wonderful there.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed it.
And the bread in the morning was nice too.
And the bread in the morning. I mean, you had to buy it, but, you know, it was still delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that they had it, right, in their little shop.
And then in France, we stayed in the middle. Like, what would you call it? It was
region. Was the Lorraine Valley.
Lorraine Valley.
Yes.
Lots of chateaus, castles. Mm-hmm. It was really cool.
Yeah. And also, the people who ran it were super nice, super friendly. There were showers. However, the water was cold.
Yours was cold. Mine was okay.
No, mine was cold.
Yeah. So. I do produce my own body heat, though, so, mm-hmm, maybe that's some of it.
So, yeah.
And then we drove around, saw some of the chateaus,
mm-hmm,
which I kind of, in hindsight, I wish that we had a little more time, but I could, you know, it's a place you could go and spend many, many days just exploring all the different
castles. And spend a lot of money. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the recurring theme here, France is not cheap.
So, unless you want to buy a baguette.
Yeah, 80 cents for a baguette. Which feels like a baseball bat until you break it open, then it's nice and soft on the inside. So that was a pleasant meal with the goat cheese. And then we headed into northern Spain. Got there late. Late.
Oh my goodness.
Trying to find a campground. Got confusing driving around. Finally saw some other vans, some RVs, and just decided to kind of park on the street. So that was nice in St. Sebastian.
Yep.
And then in the morning, we got a coffee, some breakfast, sort of coffee, like chocolate milk.
Oh my goodness. So I used to study Spanish, learn some Spanish.
Habla español.
Poquito. El queso and, es viejo y mojoso. Oh, stop it. So, you know how there's a word and you kind of think you know what it means, but then in the end turns out you didn't really know what it was?
Yes.
So that happened to me when I ordered our coffee. I was convinced I ordered a cappuccino with oat milk. But no, I ordered some cappuccino with some chocolate drink added to it. And it was oh so sweet. And I do not do sweet coffee. So I immediately had to go in and order a regular cappuccino. Because, yeah, I was not able to handle that sweet stuff. I have goosebumps when I think about it.
I just
Tom didn't have a problem with it. He had that chocolate drink, and on top of that, he had a croissant with chocolate.
I just assumed it was like Spanish milk was sweet. I don't know.
So, yeah.
And what do we do after the coffee experience?
Then we walked around San Sebastian and admired the gorgeous architecture. And then we made our way to the beach, and I was the happiest person in the world.
Yeah, I was surprised how warm the water was.
So warm, Joanna dipped her toes in the water.
Yeah, it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Could have swam there.
It was so nice.
But, you know.
And it was so beautiful.
It was like a little island in the cove, kind of. Oh, it was like this cove with a little island out.
That's where I would like to go back.
Yeah.
And that's where I would like to spend more time. San Sebastian. In Spain. Yep.
And then we went to Bilbao.
Mm-hmm.
Which was like an hour and a half from there.
Yeah.
Along the northern coast.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite to the seaside, though. So it's more of a city, very hilly city.
Yeah. Super hilly.
Found a parking spot on the top of the hill. Walked down.
Which, you know, was fine.
Yeah, downwalk was great.
But then on the way back.
Yeah.
Hoo-hoo.
But there, it was quite nice, like river down through the center.
Yes.
Nice pedestrian walkway along the river. We went to see the Guggenheim Museum, not like in just the building.
Yeah,
that was cool. A lot of lot of cool architecture.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, found a nice vegan restaurant for lunch. Super good. And yeah, short trip in there.
Mm-hmm.
Then headed back up the hill to our car.
Up, yes, like up the hill. But it was quite nice after that meal that we had, so.
Yeah, it's a good way to work off your lunch.
Yeah, absolutely. This is why people who live there are so slim. They get daily exercise by walking up and down those hills.
And the ones who are not slim, you don't see walking.
They use the elevators.
Yes.
Or they drive. I think I'd rather walk though than drive there, honestly.
So, since it was day four, then coming up, the goal was to actually go to Portugal.
Yeah. And, like, yeah, cross the border.
Cross the border into Portugal. So, that was exciting. Like, the borders were right along the river, Douro River. Both of them were, like, dams. So, that was cool going in there. We stayed at a great place. Some national park. Yet again, I didn't do my homework on remembering Portuguese towns. So, but, It was really nice kind of following the Douro Valley drive a little bit. Most in the dark, which was somewhat challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Curvy roads. But of course, then, you know, you didn't see how close to the edges you were. So that was fun.
Yeah.
And we found a free place to park. This city. Do you remember the name?
No, I don't.
Fresh.
I don't remember Frejo? The name, but wait, maybe.
Frejo Escada.
Yeah, Frejo, you're Frejo.
Do Cinto?
No. Wait, can you wait a second and I'll tell you? It's Frejo de Espada a Cinta. That's what it was called. So, yeah. I mean, not that I speak Portuguese that well, but that's what I think it is.
So that was cool. But showing up there, it was advertised as having like electrical and stuff. And we realized that we didn't have the adapters that we needed.
So we couldn't get water. We couldn't get the electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and we couldn't use the bathrooms because they were locked.
Fortunately, we carry our own with us.
Yeah, fortunately. But,
So then in the morning, we woke up again, arriving there late at night, not really kind of seeing things. So woke up in the morning, walked through the town, went to the grocery store, got some stuff, and strangely found kind of a hardware store that sold everything. So adapter for electricity, adapter for the water. So now we're set. We've got all the right fittings for Portugal, which was cool.
Hooray!
And then what do we do? What do we do after breakfast?
After breakfast, we went to the river beach.
Yeah.
River beach. Oh, so beautiful.
Nice steep drive going down, but a really great, really great place.
Excellent.
Water was a little cold. But then once you're in it, it was really nice.
Yeah, I dipped my toes, so it couldn't have been that bad.
I thought it was funny because the little swimming area with this beach was maybe, what, like 50 meters by, maybe you could go out like 10 or 15 meters out. Mm-hmm. And they had two lifeguards.
Yeah, but hey, it was deep.
It was deep. Yeah,
it was deep, and there were a lot of kids, so,
yeah,
you know. It's great they had lifeguards.
Yeah, it got so cold, too. Mm-hmm. As soon as you could feel the difference in the temperature between your toes and your shoulders. Mm-hmm.
But it was really beautifully maintained.
So, yeah, they had, like, little barbecue places around it. And
There was a little beach bar.
Some showers, outdoor showers. They even had like a little cruise spot for like a cruise boat or something like that that you could take.
So, yeah, I thought it was lovely. Yeah, and then...
And then we drove towards Castelo Branco, which is kind of our home base for seeing all the properties.
Mm-hmm.
And we found nice kind of... privately owned land turned into some spots for some camper vans called Limitos Nomads, run by a French couple.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're staying right now. And we're actually parked there right now.
And I think this will be our home for the next few days. Right?
Yeah.
That's the plan.
It's close enough to the highway that it's easy to get to, but there's also nobody really around. It's not like a normal campground.
Yeah.
It's very limited spots. I think there's only another one. One RV right now.
So, yeah, I really like this place.
We rode our bikes. We got some vegetables.
Yeah, that was fun. We were able to finally pull out the bikes and go on a bike ride. So, yeah, that was quite lovely.
Yeah, that was like the first time we've actually used the bikes when we've gone somewhere.
Yeah.
Luna doesn't allow us to take the bikes so much. She gets lonely. I think we only like went for a walk once.
Luna is our dog, just in case.
Our fur baby.
She's our dog, but we decided not to bring her with us on this trip.
Mostly because of the heat.
Because of the heat and her heart condition. So we were just worried she would not do well. We had experience carrying her when it's too warm. Yeah. Like, and come on, she's furry and she's 10 kilos. So when you have to carry her in like 30 degree weather, it's not an easy task. So I think that for her sake and ours, it was better to leave her with my mom. She's happy there. She has a yard to run in, I think.
And Luna's happy as well.
Ha ha ha. You're so funny.
Yeah, I try. Mm-hmm. All right, so what's the plan for tomorrow?
Well, I guess you know better than I do. We're meeting the first realtor at 10.
10, yep.
And so it happens that tomorrow we're seeing our favorite houses.
Yes.
Yeah, we're seeing 4 houses and 4 houses. All of them are like on top of our list. So I have really high hopes.
Yeah, so if tomorrow goes well, we have a whole week of, you know, just doing whatever we want because we found the place that we wanted. So we'll see.
I'm really curious what's it going to be. Like, if they look anything like in the photos we had seen. Like, this is what I'm kind of worried about.
Yeah, one of those things is a photo from 10 years ago or something like that. Yeah.
Which is also funny, like, when I was looking at the photos of the houses online, I was thinking, my goodness, we were at some point trying to rent our apartment out, and we really went to great lengths to take super nice pictures, yeah?
Staging it, putting stuff out.
I mean, like, not like we didn't fake anything or...
No, it was our stuff.
But it was all our stuff, but, you know, we cleaned it beforehand and everything was just like so presentable. And when we looked at the photos of some of the places, it was like, oh my gosh, like such mess.
Oh, like the doll collections. We saw houses with just these creepy dolls all over. Or just like, I don't know.
Just like clothes thrown all over the place. Like, seriously. Like, photos taken without any rhyme or reason.
There's like one bedroom with 3 TVs. And you're sure that like all 3 didn't work.
And every TV was like photographed and put on the web.
Yeah.
As if that was the most important thing in the house. And then no photo of the bathroom, for example. And then you're like, I wonder what the bathroom is like. Do they even have one? So that really was very ridiculous, I guess, to me. Incomprehensible.
Thus the reason that we drove here. You have to see these things. You can't.
Yeah.
It doesn't work by the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the cool thing is, and we talked about it as well last time with the realtors kind of walking through doing videos of it and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you still really can't get it, right? Because sometimes when you're in a room, you're like looking at something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you get the feeling, there's like a sense when you're standing in it, you know, you see how the light is, you even just hear how it sounds or what it feels like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like I have this thought or this wish, I guess, that the house that we're supposed to buy will let us know. Like, we will go there, we will see it, and we will look at the house, we will look at each other, and we will be like, this is it, you know? This is the place. That's how I want it to be.
Yes.
Are these when you too know, high of expectations? When you know.
No, I mean, I think there's that sense that you want this to feel like this is the right place. Mm-hmm. I was a little worried because our list started off with like 37 houses, and I was like, how are we going to, if we like look at all this, mm-hmm. I feel like we're just going to be spinning in circles going, I like that, and you just want to like pick all of these pieces from one house to the other and build like this Frankenstein's monster of a house. But I think some of what we've done over the past kind of month is narrowing down the list as well, trying to be kind of very specific
and trying to be realistic too, because okay, there were like some very affordable ones, but with so much work to do, and I'm like,
when are you gonna do it?
When are we going to do it? Who is going to do it? Because for how much Tom is very willing to work on it
and crafty
you would not have time to do all of that, and you know, we have to live somewhere while we're here.
Yes. Well, that's what the van's for. Park the van outside, rebuild the house. No, I think that was the other thing. We wanted something that would be livable,
mm-hmm.
that we could just kind of come and live there. So I think for the first few years, it's just going to be like visiting.
Yeah.
You know, so you want something that you can kind of quickly feel comfortable in,
mm-hmm.
not something that's like a construction site every time you come to visit it.
Exactly. So, I mean, obviously, We were not like so particular about the furniture and stuff, because these are things that are easy to change.
Or paint.
Right? Or paint. Paint, I don't like the paint color, I don't want it. Like, that's silly, right?
Well, I think even if it's like hideous furniture, you know, like to redecorate it in a way so you can still kind of reuse it, but it mm-hmm. fits your style.
Yeah. So, we'll see. But, and another thing with, you know, with a houses that require a lot of work, you see certain things, but then there are so many things you don't see, so you never know when this renovation project is going to end, because sometimes it feels like a never-ending story. You fix one thing and then you discover, oh my gosh, but there's this thing that needs to be taken care of, and you try to deal with that, and then there's something underneath that also requires your attention. So this is what I really would like to avoid.
I mean, I kind of like constantly being able to improve or fix things.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm...
No, I think, like, the bones are important, right? The roof, the windows, the foundation. You know, these are the things that you want to make sure are really in good shape.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm curious to know how the roofs will be. I'm going to climb up on one, I think.
Okay.
Just to check it out.
Sure. Go for it.
I'm going to open and close windows.
Uh-huh.
Are you, like, when we look at the ones tomorrow, are there, like, things you want to be looking out for? There's something you want to be, like, paying attention to or questions you want to be asking?
I don't know. I mean, probably I'll ask questions when I see the house and have questions to ask. I don't know, like, to me, it's going to be the feel, you know,
mm-hmm.
I walk in and how does it make me feel? So, and I'm curious, like, about the windows, because of the heat, sometimes people have very small windows here, and that kind of is a bummer to me, because I like a lot of light, natural light. So
if you have small windows, have a place to go outside.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm okay with small windows. I kind of I like living in a cave. Thus.
No, you don't. Once we went to Stockholm and there was no window in our room and you were freaking out. So, you don't like living in a cave. I remember.
Well, I like a window.
Mm-hmm.
Even caves have an opening.
They do, but if it's a deep cave.
It's a deep cave, yeah. Then you need a flashlight. I think we're off topic.
Yeah.
Are you excited for tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Me too.
Nervous and excited. Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to take my time. Not try to move too quick or feel too pressured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder how the realtors...
Yeah, I mean, I think the general sense I get is people are friendly,
mm-hmm.
fairly honest, but you also think they're trying to sell their house.
Well, yeah.
So, which is one reason why we, you know, got a lawyer, and
mm-hmm.
we'll talk about that maybe on a later thing, though.
Yeah. There are certain things you need to take care of, yeah, when buying a property.
Yeah.
In Portugal, so.
That's the upcoming one.
Mm-hmm.
What to take care of when buying property.
Yep. So, yeah, tomorrow is the first viewing. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Now we should probably go to sleep, huh?
We probably should.
Okay, you want to say goodbye?
Well, thank you for joining us. And remember, let us know whose voice you prefer. I'm Joanna.
And I'm Tom.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.